The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, except for it's so good to smile and laugh and take it easy and enjoy little bits and pieces. There's coming a moment where the trumpet will blow. It'll all be over. But until then, maybe a sound effect will make you smile. That's not bad. We also review the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, like we did the other day. 4, 3, 2, 1. No, I'm kidding. And then also life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't, but we can if we decide we want to be doers of the word and not hearers. We want to be people that actually function in the faith and do this stuff and be people that build our foundation on a rock and not on the sand. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Still, one of the great questions in all of Crawford Radio everywhere. And also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. And man, did you guys demonstrate your faith yesterday as we were talking about Samson and his need and people calling in and texting in and saying, we want to participate and help this brother of ours get a vehicle. I'm going to tell you now that what we've settled on, because we had some other ideas come in, but what we have settled on, so nobody take offense, this is just the best way we can do it. That you're going to send, if you want to contribute to Samson to help him get a car, you send a check to the radio station. You make it out to our ministry, HMIM, He Must Increase Ministries, all right? Or He Must Increase, or He Must. I've had actually a check go through that said He Must. So that's okay. And then it'll come here. Jennifer will verify the check, and so she'll be like the third party who looks over it. We'll collect all those funds, and then we'll give that to Samson, give him an opportunity to get a car. Just that simple. You can get the address by either going to our website on hemustincrease.org and checking it out because we have the address for the station, or you can go to the station website, which I think is 770KAAM.com. So you can go there that way. You can also call in, but you can't call in like on our number for the phone, for the show and stuff like that. I think you guys can figure it out, but we're just going to take checks, send checks, do it that way. Unless you decide you want it, you can only give it electronically, then send me an email and I'll work something out with you. Bottom line, you guys are fantastic because you demonstrate what a Christian body should be about, taking care of one another, watching out for one another, providing for one another. It was no coincidence, right, that we were talking about Acts chapter 2, verse 43 and 44 and 45, where people were giving of themselves to help the needs of everybody else in the body. And then that came forward. So a lot of props go to Brother Ace, who started this whole thing. Brilliant. You might think, oh, it's just a simple phone call. Yeah, but that move, I believe, ordained by the Spirit, pushed everything else into motion. How cool is that? Come on, folks. That's just fantastic. And with that, since I've taken so much time, I do want to remind you, if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want you to let it die of loneliness. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, perhaps you have an answer to Bible trivia, which we'll get to in next segment. Perhaps you just want to share something the Lord's working on in your life. There's a couple of ways to do that. I got some exciting news to tell you along with that. So you can call in 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you do that, Terrific T will be answering the phone. Yay! She's back. Yay!
I'm back.
Yay! Okay, so I'm just letting you know. So awesome Jennifer did an awesome job. So we were very happy about that. But now Terrific T is back answering the phone. So if you want to call in 972-445-0770, you can do that. You can text in 214-210-8483. This is the majority of people do that, 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, which, of course, reminds me to remind you that at our website, at the top of the website, is a link for the free book that you are able to get that we have released. Not only is it in digital form, but today from Amazon, it came out in print form. It is there. Now, you can't get a free print one, so don't push it. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, that's $7.77, of which we make, I think we make $2.85 when it's all said and done. Somewhere around there. And I was going to do it for $4.95, but that just sounded like such a dumb number, so I went with $7.77 because I liked it. I don't know. There's no particular reason why. Anyway, go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. There you go. How could you not? Did you miss this? I mean, this part has got to be, you're probably like going, I missed some of this, Dave. Not all of this, right?
Well, you know, I've missed the website jingle.
That was a good answer. Thank you. All right, we're going right into our text. Our time is tight. We just are going to go right after it. And that's funny that I'm talking about our time is tight because of what the text says. We're in Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 1, it says, for this reason we must pay attention all the more to what we have heard so that we will not drift away. In this passage in verse 1, it does not say you will fall away from salvation. We'll deal with Hebrews 6 when we get to that point. It does not say that here. It says drift away. Drifting away is pretty simple. If you're in a boat and you go off just a degree or two and you're heading out somewhere and you're off a degree or two and you keep heading in that wrong direction off a degree or two or a degree or two, and then eventually over time you're so far away you can't even see where you were heading. So this is what the scripture is trying to help us prevent. That's only part of the problem. Here's the big problem. He says this, and you can tell when the Lord knows what humanity's going to do when he writes 2,000 years ahead of time for a problem that's taking place right now in 2021. This will prove to you that God knew exactly where things were going. He says, for this reason, we must pay attention all the more. Right there is one of the greatest disorders in the 21st century. Paying attention. Let's be honest. I mean, really honest, right? If you start watching a television show that you're not familiar with and it doesn't grab you in the beginning, changing the channel. Why? Because there's 9 trillion shows to pick from. That's why. If you are watching something or listening to something and it's like, yeah, I just don't connect with that. Bing, change. Just not even a thought. Our entire society in the 21st century, more than any other time, is if you're going to keep my attention, you better have something solid. It better keep me hooked into it or I'm jamming. How is that not so true? It's like there's nothing weird about that. It's just true. It has to do with the internet. It has to do with microwaves. It has to do with cars. It has to do with our society. They used to say when somebody reads a book, they have 2 sentences or 20 seconds for the person to commit to the book. That's absurd. Now you have 2 seconds and 2 words. It is either good or, nah, I'm not reading this. It's just that fast. And my point in saying that is our attention spans are pretty much like that of a gnat. The gnat, that really small bug. Because we have very tight, very limited attention spans. Let's go through that same process and talk about this in its honesty. You go out to a restaurant. Where do most people eat, by and large, right? Where do they eat at? Fast foods, right? What's the key word in that fast foods, right? Fast. hurry, right? You go to McDonald's. Let's just do this honesty check. You go to Chick-fil-A, and if the line is 9 cars, you're like, let's go to Arby's. It's just like that's how it is in our society. If it's just a little long, it's like, no, that's not happening. And this is how what happens? We have now, you remember we talked about this before, you have Jiffy Pop. We used to love Jiffy Pop. You put it on the stove, you get the electric stove going and watch the thing go up there. Now we have microwave popcorn. If the popcorn has to take more than 2.5 minutes, forget it. It's not even worth it. That's kind of the attitude. We have frozen everything that can be microwaved in every way possible. That is our society. We have cars that can go 0 to 60 in 6 seconds or less, and they're not even race cars. They're just cars. Our difficulty is paying attention. And the author of Hebrews makes it clear. We have to really concentrate and pay attention all the more. So that the things that we hear don't drift away. Between Sunday morning when the preacher preaches and you walking out the door, you can't afford to lose the sermon on your way out the door. Right? Got to pay attention to what's being said by the Lord through different means where the Lord communicates to us. We must listen and take hold of. Okay? All right, we can take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. A apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, we're getting ready to do our very first trivia question, and the only reason I'm going to give you a warning on this one is because it's hard. So let's have the warning. Let's have the warning. Go I can't decide if I just like hearing that or not. I'm not really sure yet. This is not an easy trivia question, so just do your best. What are the first recorded words of Jesus in Mark's gospel? What are the first recorded words of Jesus in Mark's gospel? It's the first thing Jesus said in the gospel of Mark. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Okay, that's our trivia question. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in at 214-210-8483. And then you can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Something we haven't had a chance to do with T for a little while is our DNA. You good for a DNA? Feel good? All right? For it? Yeah? Okay.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. D. D stands for a draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily, which means every day of your life. Every day. You think, well, okay, you mean every week, right? No. I don't mean every week. I'll tell you what. You spend time with God every day that you eat. How's that? Just let me know how that goes. Or any day that ends in Y. Also, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. You don't want Jesus to be ashamed of you. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means that you are sensitive to God and ready to be a vehicle, a vessel of his love to others. You are connected to him and connected to other people, and your entire existence is not simply focused on yourself. And that includes me. I mean, I'm not just saying that to you. I'm saying it to me. I'm saying it to all of us because we get easily focused on what's important to Dave. That happens for Dave all too much. Okay? All right. So we got our DNA done. We got our trivia question. What are the first recorded words that Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. We told you about sending the checks in to help Samson out. You do that. You send it to the station, but you can make it out to this ministry. He Must Increase Ministry. We just tell people HMIM. I mean, that's just probably the easiest way to do it. And that way, it's 100% tax deductible, and we'll run that through our system. And then Jennifer will keep a watch of all the money that comes in, so it's got a third person accountability, which I think is just a great idea. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I support that all day long. And then we do have somebody calling in, so we're going to find out if they're going to answer the trivia or order a pizza. I can tell you right now, this weekend, my wife and I are taking some extra time off. So the answer to your question as to should we order you a pizza today is no, because we're going to get one tomorrow. I tell you guys, way too much information. All right, is that somebody who's ready? Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and I'll tell you why. Not only did we release the electronic part of the book yesterday, which is for free where everybody can get that, but today I found out that the print book is also available, so for people that want print. So I was just happy because, personally, I'm just glad to be done.
I know, that's right.
So it's like, I'm done with this. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I've read the book 9 trillion times. I don't want to even think about it anymore.
I bet.
Yeah. All right, here you go. First recorded words of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark.
I'm trying to remember. Is it something about the kingdom of God is at hand?
Yes, that is so good. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. That is excellent. I'm so impressed. That is really, really good. It's really hard to remember that because, you know, there's all these different beginnings and all these different ways. And Mark, though it's the shortest of the Gospels, is like the least read. So I'm just saying that's really good. Excellent job.
Well, I've just happened to be reading it lately. That's why I was probably on with it.
Good job. Excellent. Excellent work. I really think that's awesome. Good job, and I want you to have a fantastic weekend, okay?
You too. You too. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What a great way to start the show. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just love it, love it, love it. All right. Okay, now I will say one thing and then we'll get into this. So for those that read the book, you're going to hear or read some things and you're going to go, I didn't know that stuff happened, or does that stuff happen, or whatever. Look, it's very simple. It's what happened to me. I can't undo it. Okay, so that'll just help you out. You don't have to go through it. I went through it. And believe me, I hope you don't have to go through most of the stuff that's in the book. Okay, so we're back to Hebrews and we're in chapter 2. We just talked about the reason we must pay attention all the more to what we've heard so we will not drift away. And here is kind of a big key in this process. We just talked about the realm of paying attention. One of the most difficult things at work, at school, you know, one of the things that Noelle and I have talked about, we're poor at this, is when she is working on paperwork in the couch next to me, and I'm in my chair right next to her, and I'm working on schoolwork, we're not paying attention to anything, especially the dogs, who don't really appreciate that. But we're so, like, in our own world, we don't pay attention to other things around us. And why I'm bringing that up is you can get so self-focused, too. That's a very dangerous process. So, one, we have a very short attention span, and two, we have a very self-centered attention span. Both of those are bad. Okay, those are not good things. You don't come and beat yourself up over it. You come before the Lord and go, yeah, I need help right here. I mean, this is the area that I need help in. And the passage says, we must pay attention all the more to what we've heard so we will not drift away. Most Christians who end up further away from the Lord do not just wake up one day and go, that's it, I'm not praying, I'm not reading, I'm not going to church, I'm not doing anything, I'm just hanging up my suspenders, I'm done. That is not how that process often goes. I was talking to one of my very best friends, his name is Rob. So Rob has been in my life since 91. So that's 30 plus. It's like 30 years, okay? And he came and visited when I was doing the church, and they moved to Flagstaff. I was doing that church in Flagstaff, okay? And Rob is a really great athlete. I mean, really great athlete, okay? He's a little older than me, but is in fantastic shape. So we were talking as I was driving home yesterday, and he goes, how's it going in the, you know, other realm? And I said, yeah, I've put on about 15 pounds. I said, you know, I'm looking kind of you know, Pillsbury doughish. And he's like, he goes, yeah, he goes, my whole life, he goes, every time I start to go over, he goes, I just really enforce the discipline and don't let myself get too far over so that I don't have to make such a big comeback. And after I gave him a few choice words, adjectives I will not say on the air, because he is my friend, you know, telling him, oh, well, that's good for you, Rob. Anyhow, his point is an excellent point and true in Christianity. We must be very careful, because if you drift just a little, right, and then it goes unchecked, and then you drift just a little, and it goes unchecked, if you will take a piece of paper, and I had a pastor actually do this in a church service, put a dot there and put a straight line up, and then just go 2 degrees off that dot, and start going upwards, but you, and then You just go straight after the 2 degree off, you'll find out you're way far away from the target that you were trying to get to. In other words, every little bit of drift creates a much bigger gap than you and I are aware of. And the smallest detail that we don't watch or we're not careful for becomes even greater over time as that distance and that drift continues. We as Christians, as Bible-believing, born-again Christians, cannot afford at this time in the world to let things within our faith drift. And one element that I really despise this word, but I know the value of this word. One of the elements that is really important for the Christian is to have spiritual disciplines, not be spiritually disciplined by other people. The you and I exercise spiritual disciplines for the purpose of godliness. That means spending time on a regular basis in prayer, spending time in the Word of God, spending time in fellowship, keeping our minds filled with spiritual truths, making sure we're not thinking about things that we shouldn't be thinking about, putting parameters within our own existence to say, I'm not going any farther than this point because every time I do, I start to fall off the edge. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about drifting. And drift happens a lot. Do I think that people that drift lose their salvation? No, that's not what this says. And like I said, we'll cover that in Hebrews 6. What I will say is this. The more we drift, the worse we are in our faith. And when you drift, as you know, you become farther and farther away from the Lord. And nobody wants that. Even if you're tired and frustrated, you don't want to be farther away from God. So those goofy little disciplines, those goofy little things that you do to keep yourself on track, whatever they are that keep you active, mindful, thoughtful, committed, devoted, and envisioned into the kingdom of God, you keep doing those things. You don't quit doing those little things. The Bible says little foxes spoil the vine. That means that when little things get in there and little foxes get in there, it starts to eat away at the vine and eventually the vine dies. You don't let the little things like that move you to drift you away from God, His kingdom, or your need to be connected to Him. Okay? All right. Take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny. In the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But the fact of the matter is God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us. And that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right, just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines. The one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel or good news in the world. You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset, and it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news, because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts. Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? What does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.